Good day, this is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. First up in today's news, Medibank recently experienced a setback in its legal battle on privacy issues. The federal court has denied the health insurance giant's request for an injunction to halt an Australian Information Commissioner probe into a significant data breach reported back in October 2022. The ruling reinforces the message that attempts to impede investigations, especially those involving privacy issues, will be strictly scrutinized. The court's preference is clear. Maintaining the integrity of the legal process takes priority over protective measures. Switching gears now to the banking sector, there's been a concerning surge in financial hardship violations. The Banking Code Compliance Committee reports a 40% increase in breaches of financial hardship protocols this year alone. Problems include delays in processing aid requests and relentless collection efforts result in customer losses. Measures are now being implemented to enhance oversight and restore consumer confidence. Meanwhile, the proposed superannuation tax reform is still making waves. The government plans to hike the tax rate to 30% on super savings exceeding $3 million. A move critics say discourages saving and compromises financial independence. Rest assured, analysis by Heffron Management implies the impact will most likely be minimal for the vast majority. Reaching a $3 million super balance is quite a feat under the prevailing contribution limits and assumed investment yields. Hence, the super system remains a viable long-term savings strategy. Moving to workers' compensation, New South Wales insurer iCare has revealed a major revamp of its scheme. Starting in June, mid-sized businesses will now have the freedom to select their claim service providers from a pre-approved list of six. The changes also include an emphasis on better mental health claim support and greater transparency, a clear move away from the highly criticized 2017 system. This new approach aims to dramatically improve service standards and claims experiences across the state. That wraps up your daily financial services news for today, Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. Remember, for all your insurance, finance, and money management needs, you can count on Financial Services Online. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off. Stay safe and financially savvy, Australia.